And we are joined on the line by a regular contributor, Brendan Dale, who is the author of a blog called Take Charge of Your Money, who's joining us. Good morning, Brendan. Where are we? Saturday morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
We're going to be chatting about how maybe buying too many cups of coffee is going to hurt me in 2019.
Yes, well, the analogy isn't just with coffee, but let's start with coffee because that's something that I enjoy a lot. Mm. And it's one of those things which I find you just buy coffee every day, especially if you work in an office building and there's a little coffee cart downstairs or a Vita close by. It's something that you do without really even thinking about how much it costs you. And it's only when you sort of step back and you add up how much you're actually spending over the whole month that you go, wow, that's like, this is quite a lot of money that I'm spending.
Yeah, so for me, we have exactly that. We have guys from Google to Coffee who have a coffee stand in our office. And it's almost the only thing I pay for with SnapScan. So there's a definite and real way for me to see how much I'm spending. And I do not enjoy going onto that app to see very often how much I'm spending. And this is not a Starbucks or a Seattle coffee company. He's got really great value for money. But I mean, people are spending 20, 30 Rand for a coffee maybe a couple times a day. That adds up.
Mm. Yeah, it adds up very quickly. And it's just, as I said, it's just something you don't really notice or something you don't really think about. Because you're only thinking about the coffee that you're buying right now. You're not thinking about the other, like, 50 you bought in the last week or two.
Because it tastes so good.
Exactly, and you need it, especially if you're up at this time of the morning.
100%. You know what? Coffee for me, I am also. So I'll tell you. I recently have snapped my Achilles tendon, and I spoke about this at the start of the show. Mm. So I was in crutches for a long time, and I used to have a cup of coffee when I left home. So I'd make myself a nice cup of plunger coffee, and I would walk downstairs, get into my car with my coffee, and arrive at work, and I would have that cup of coffee for the next hour. It would take me ages. One of those cups that kept the coffee warm for a long time.
Oh, yes.
When I was on crutches, I was unable to then take a cup of coffee. So I bought a lot more coffee once I got to the office. And I agree wholeheartedly, it started to add up. So I didn't have a problem with that because I almost needed to buy it at work because I couldn't carry it from home. But something that really frustrates me, and for the last couple of years, I've promised myself that I would be better every single year. I say, 2018, John, you are going to buy less plastic bags. And 2018, every time I went to the shop, a plastic bag. That amount of money that I spend, I mean, I don't even know how much it costs. 50 cents for a plastic bag nowadays. Mm. That must be astronomical. And it's literally a case of planning. When I go to the shops, take the bags out of the car because they're already there and save yourself 50 cents.
Yeah, all these little habits are... It is really just comes down to planning a little bit. Then the same goes for taking lunches to work and the coffees we've been talking about and now the plastic bags. It's all just about a small little bit of planning. And it doesn't have to be a major difficult thing or complicated. It's just a matter of, like, for plastic bags, keeping some in your cubbyhole and keeping some in your handbag and, you know, keeping them around so that when you do actually forget them, you can easily find them again.
And we almost want to forget about the little amounts, the 10 rands and the 20 rands and the 30 rands we're paying for a big, large cup of coffee. But when I was on your blog earlier today, I saw your 52-week challenge, which deals exactly with that small amounts of money, that over the year can actually equal a really nice amount of money. So instead, it's almost a case of, cool, take your 20 Rand every day that you would spend on a coffee, and when you get home in the afternoon and you haven't spent that, put it in a jar.
That would be an awesome way to start.
And because that 52...
That gives you a visual of how much money it is.
Yeah, I mean, that the 52-week challenge is not the first time I've seen it. I've seen it around before. I did try it once. I didn't get very far because I'm not very good at... thinking about these things, you know, in 1 week kind of thing. You get sidetracked. But I mean, we're talking, you're starting out with your 10 rand, 20 rand, 30 rand. It increases every week. And your last one is only 130 bucks. But at the end of the month, that total is sitting at around 13,500 rand.
Yeah, so the way it works in the traditional one is, as you said, it increases by 10 rand each week. But over 52 weeks, your last ones will be like 520 rand for the week, by week 52, because it's increasing each week by 10 rand.
Mm.
And what I find in the traditional one, where you just keep increasing it, is that after, say, 40 weeks or so, you know, sort of halfway into the challenge, more than halfway, it actually becomes quite difficult, because then you're saving like 400 rand per week, which can be a bit tricky. So what I've done recently now is I've started a little email list where you can subscribe, and I'll give you the amount that you should save each week, but I've just swapped them around. So week one might be 10 rand, then week two might be 50 rand, then it might go to 100, then it goes down to 20 again, to sort of like even it out a bit.
Okay,
so it doesn't just become harder and harder and harder.
So in December, all the big amounts are there.
Especially when you don't need them.
Brendan, we need to start with January with the 10 rand, please.
Definitely.
So what are the other things that people should be doing to increase their financial health going into 2019? The little things, whether it's paying off your credit card monthly with the full amount. What are the little things that we can do that will help us in 2019 going forward financially?
Sure, there's lots. But I'd say for me, a good starting point is just tracking your expenses and finding out where your money is actually going to, because it just disappears. And we normally get to a week before payday and there's this frantic stress about where's the money.
And a week before payday. Brendan, honestly, on KFM the one morning, Darren Simpson asked people how quickly they run out of money after that money getting into the bank.
Yeah.
And people were saying about, I mean, some of them were extreme, a few minutes, but most people said that by the end of the first week after being paid, their money is gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty hectic.
It's hectic.
That's quite crazy. Now, I'd say, you know, a good way to counter that is to start by tracking your daily spending and every single thing that you're spending money on. And you just write it down either on an app on your phone or on a notepaper and just work out, like, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, where has this money gone?
Mm.
And that's when you can start actually making decisions about what you want to do differently. Because, you know, maybe someone's listening and they don't buy coffee, so that the conversation's irrelevant. But maybe you're spending 300 rand on chocolate every month or on something random that you don't really need. It's not a priority. Because once you're looking at where all your money's going and how much money you have, you can start thinking about what are your priorities and what do you actually want to achieve or do or change? And that gives you a good picture.
We're speaking to Brendan Dale, who is a blogger and his blog is called Take Charge of Your Money and offers like little insights and little plans that can help you improve your financial well-being going into the new year. And we're talking about some of the little changes that we can make going into 2019 that will help us get through the month. My name is Jean-Michel, but those lines are always open for you to join in the conversation if you want to take part, if you want to share some of the successes that you had financially, some of the ways that you saved money in 2018 that you want to take into 2019, please give us a call, 021-446-0567. The WhatsApp number to send text messages or voice notes is 072-567-1567. You can join the conversation on Twitter at Cape Talk, or you can send in a traditional SMS to 31567 with the standard rates applying there. Brendan, one of the things that we were hit by were things like increase in petrol and a thing around water tariffs and electricity prices and stuff going up. And I think there are sometimes ways for us to save money on things that we use every day, like petrol and water, by trying to save water in the household or driving smarter and things like that. Are there ways that people can try and, you know, maybe buying electricity less bulk. I mean, there's a way for you to save money when you buy electricity and all those things. People have got to go out there and try and find the little ways of saving the 10, 20, 30 rand a week that can help them in the long run.
Yes, it's difficult. That's the reality. There's no quick little tip or quick little thing that's going to solve it. But I think if you don't measure something, you can't improve it.
Mm.
And that goes for everything, whether it's water or electricity or just your general money. But so you need to know how much you're spending and sort of where it's going. So with water, I think everyone with water, we learned a lot of lessons that can be taken over to money, because lots of people have started using buckets in the showers and buckets for the toilets, and you start understanding that. Oh, sorry. You start understanding where the water has actually just been wasted. It's literally just been flushed down the toilet. And the same analogy almost you can use with money when you find these leaks where your money is just disappearing, and you go, "Wow, I need to stop that." And you can make a little plan. And also with the water saving, I know I'm not quite answering your question, but that's because there's not an easy answer.
No, yeah.
With the water saving, I was going to say with water tanks or the rain tanks that people have, and saving water for a future date, I mean, that's an awesome analogy for money.
Mm.
Just having a bit of a buffer and a bit of extra that you can use when you need it.
Mm. And it's interesting, I was speaking earlier on in the previous hour to Sean Collard, who's a lifestyle coach, around how it takes 21 days to form a habit. And I think that's what we've seen with our water saving and trying to cut down on electricity when it was load shedding. And all these things that made us change our behavior was that it took a while to get there. But once we learned how to save more water with the shower, or turn off the tap when we're brushing our teeth or washing our hands or whatever it might be, we then got into that habit and it became so normal. And that's almost what we're saying with saving small amounts of money weekly, is that if you stop buying the coffee, maybe you just cut down on the first one in the morning. So you get one cup of coffee instead of two. And then you maybe cut back. Maybe week three, you cut back on both cups of coffee. So it's making those little things. And after 21 days, maybe you've made a permanent change that actually will affect your bottom line.
Definitely, definitely. And if you again think of the water, if someone said to you 2 years ago that you would have to use 50 liters of water a day, you'd probably say it's impossible. You'd be like, no, like we just can't do that. And yet you can, with a few little changes of habit and as you say, 21 days of tween stuff, it just becomes normal. And yeah, the exact same applies to your money, that we can make changes, we can affect what we want. If we want to pay off our debts, we can actually save money and pay off our debt. It takes focus and a bit of effort. Well,
yeah,
quite a lot of effort.
And I think there's also something to be said about trying to supplement your income. I obviously work this show, but I also have a daytime job. And I have extra work on the side that people maybe need to, if they are struggling they're running out of month before the money, or they're running out of money before the end of the month, that they need to look at alternative ways of getting money. This year, I promised myself I would declutter, and I've already sold so much stuff that is not useful to me, but is useful to somebody else. And even if it's just 100, 200 bucks, you're getting in money for stuff that is sitting at home that you can sell and make some income.
Yes, and I'm sure many people have a garage full of such stuff.
100%.
I've sold. Is a great thing.
I mean, I sold a pair of Doc Martens that I bought last year sometime. They were too big and I missed the opportunity to return them. I bought them for 800 bucks. I sold them for 1,800 bucks. I made money off of that.
This is going to be a whole new show about
exactly
how to make money.
And I was like, I looked at, after selling them, I went, hold on, but now you need to look at the rest of it. I've just moved house as well. And when I was moving, I was like, yo, you've got a lot of crap, Sean. You need to downscale. And for one individual human being, a single person moving with so much stuff, I thought, nah, you've got to get rid of it. And so all of a sudden, I'm like a Gumtree nut. I've got ads selling the stuff I no longer need, and I'm getting money for it. So I had to buy a new fridge because mine was no longer working. But I sold it to somebody, and they wanted the fridge that was no longer working. And before I bought the new fridge, I made sure I sold enough stuff that I hardly had to pay in anything for a brand new fridge. And one of the other savings is that I was throwing away a lot of food because my fridge wasn't working. Now I no longer have to do that. My food is going to last. So it's like little ways that I changed my brain, little ways that I found opportunities to put a little bit more money back into my wallet before spending it.
Yes, and it can become quite fun and quite addictive. And by the sounds of it, you really enjoyed it. And that's exactly with finances. You need to find the things that make you tick. And, you know, once you're tracking things and once you've got a plan, it is exciting when you're able to make an extra 100 here and an extra 200 there. And you know where you're going with it. And it's an exciting time.
Yeah, I will tell you, it's not fun. I get excited about it because I like money, but it's a frustrating process to go through because people are, is it still available? Well, yes, the ad is still up, so it's still available.
Yes.
And then it's, well, can I come and see it? Yep, you can make appointment and they never show up. So it's a frustrating process. But there is merit in looking at the stuff that you have in your life and saying, how can I decrease this? And again, it goes back to buying that coffee. You have coffee at home. Your work more than likely provides coffee. Are we such coffee snobs that we need to have this pressed French what in the morning when you could very easily survive on a cup of Nescafe?
Yes, exactly. And you could even just buy a press for your office and have nice coffee at work if you want nice coffee.
Yeah, you say, and I mean, listen, coffee is not the cheapest thing on the planet. Even if you're buying your Nescafe or whatever, it still hurts you in your pocket, but at least you know you're saving long term and you're not paying 30 Rand for a cup of coffee.
Yes, indeed.